You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a prisoner who's being brought into a courtroom for his arraignment. And as he stood before the bench, the judge asked him, "So what crime have you been charged with?" And the defendant replied, "Doing my Christmas shopping early." With a puzzled look, the judge said, "That's not a crime. How early were you doing your Christmas shopping?" And sheepishly, the prisoner replied, "Before the store was opened." Millions of shoppers, including some of my sisters, were waiting in line before the crack of dawn this past Friday morning, waiting for the stores to open so they could get an early start on their Christmas shopping. Whether we do Christmas shopping early or at the last minute, this Advent season is an opportunity for us to remind ourselves that the reason that we give gifts at Christmas is that we are celebrating that we have received the greatest gift of all, the Son of God, the light of the world. For Christmas is all about God giving us the gift of God's self. And during this season of Advent, we are reminded that the greatest gift that we can give is not those things that we purchase at the stores, but rather the gift of ourselves. And so may this hectic shopping season be a time for us to not only purchase presents, but more importantly, a time to remember to be a present to others. Today's first scripture reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah ends with the charge, "Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." And St. Paul, in our second reading from his letter to the Romans, says, "Throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Light is an integral part of our Christmas traditions. We put up Christmas lights. We have Christmas light parades. We have places like Our Lady of the Snows Shrine that has spectacular Christmas light displays. And each Sunday, we light one of the four candles of our Advent wreath. And we begin our celebration of Christmas in the darkness of the night to remind us that the light has come to free us from the darkness of sin. During this winter season of shorter periods of daylight and longer periods of darkness, let us seek to make a concerted effort to be a light in a world that is too often filled with the darkness of greed, hatred, violence, jealousy, lust, selfishness, and injustice. Let us celebrate the coming of the light by being a light to others. For indeed, recognizing that the one born of Bethlehem, the Word made flesh, dwells among us in the here and now is what this season is all about. For Christmas is not just about remembering a past event, but rather about celebrating a present reality. Let us recognize the Word made flesh, Christ, present in each and every person we meet, not just during the season, but every day of our lives. And let us treat each person with the reverence and respect that is their due as a child of God. This is what it means when Jesus exhorts us today in Matthew's gospel to stay awake. We must be alert to the Lord's coming to us in the present time, in the ordinary events, places, and people of our lives. And when we are prepared to welcome the Lord present to us in the here and now, then we'll be prepared to welcome him when he comes to us at the end of time. And so as we enjoy the beautiful Christmas lights of this season and our Advent candles of the wreath, may they all remind us to be a light, to bring the hope, the beauty, and the joy of this season to others as our way of preparing for the celebration of the coming of the light. Every time we see a light during this Advent season, let us be a light. Let us remember that the presents we purchase are not nearly as valuable or as appreciated as the present we can be. To walk in the light of the Lord and to put on the armor of light is all about proclaiming to others the heart of the Christmas message, which very simply is, God is good.
All the time.